It makes it a whole different ballpark of people who know the sugyas. So what I'm going to do is the first half of this year, first third, is going to be more the sugyas and halacha and what the halachas are, and then the second half will be more the maps you're holding in your hand and the PowerPoint, and to see the practical, how it fits into, say, a Clifton, into our community. Now, the first question to discuss is Tchumim is the Raisa de Rabbanon. So the first question when we're dealing with Erev Tchumim is people generally say that big deal, it's Rabbanon, and we have Ruul Neiruvin, Haluch Nachar Mekilim. But the question is that the Lamaisa, the Gemara Saita says, or Kiva says, Tchumim is the Raisa, and the Gemara Erevin and Yizayin of the Beis. Where's Daf HaShavu up to already? Or Daf?
And
the Yizayin of the Beis says, that loikin al tchumim by Torah, right, that there's even malchus with tchumim. But in order to get malchus with tchumim, right, the Rambam, and so the machlokes are showing how we paskin. The Rambam perek of Zion, Allah Aleph, says, the yoytze chutz at tchumim, a medina b'shabbos, loike, shenemra al yetze ishim kemei, the yoyim ha-shvi. Malkum zehu tchum ha-ir, v'ayinit le teri shir lo tchum zeh, v'chacham he-tiku, shetchum zehu chutz, v'shnei masar mil. The Rambam brings the Gemara, that we the passing that tchumim is a raisa, as long as a person goes shneim asar mil, 12 mil. Now the question is, how often does a person end up going 12 mil? So depending on which sheet you use on the size of an amma, 12 mil is approximately 8 to 8.5 miles. Between 8 and 8.5 miles. So if you think who walks 8 to 8.5 miles on Shabbos, the Lincoln Tunnel is 9.5 miles from Passaic, New Jersey. So all those who found themselves stuck in the past, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel, and walked here. We'll have to discuss yet if it's in the Tchum or not, but if it wasn't in the Tchum, that's Shnei Masar Mil. That is the Shaila V'Day Reis. So if it's Chutzlair. So the question of Shnei Masar Mil does come up more often than you think. People who are stuck, generally, when we discuss walking around Shabbos to hospitals, that's generally only Drabbanon, because that generally people don't find themselves walking 8 to 9 miles to hospitals. The furthest hospitals that we're talking about are usually only 6 or 7 miles. Hackensack only is Hackensack is about 6 miles, and depending how you walk, but when you square it to Ribua with the bird flies, it's even less. And the others are about 7 miles, 8 miles, very very rarely will come to full Shnei Masar Mil. But when you're talking about walking from the Lincoln Tunnel to here, that is, like I said, it's about 9.5 miles from the Lincoln Tunnel to us. So that could be a Shiloh of Tchum Dereisa. Now, Lincoln Halacha Ma'isa de Ramon, Simon Tov Dalad, Siv Beis, says, Anu Machmirim Biud Meiz Mil Dehu Dereisa. That we, there are more Paskins, that we Ashkenazim are Machmir, like those who show him that say Yud Beis Mil is Dereisa, and therefore, we know Mama Allah that Yud Beis Mil is Dereisa. Now, even if Tchum is Dereisa, so where does your Tchum start? So Allah, the Gemara tells us that every year, every person first has Dalet Amos. Before a person even starts counting how far he can go on Shabbos, every person has Dalet Amos. A person stuck in the Midbar, he can walk, he doesn't start counting his 2,000 Amos or whatever the Shir is going to be until Dalet Amos. But come along Chazal and Machadish, that every city has a din of Dalet Amos. An entire city is a din like a person's Dalet Amos. And therefore, a person only has to start counting 2,000 Amos, or the Shir, for Tchum, until after he gets out of his city.
Well, Lincoln Tunnel here was the same Dalet Amos.
Is it?
It's the civilization.
Oh, so we'll see. We'll see what makes something a city. So the Gemara Erevin and Samachal Vey says, here, Kedalat Amis, Umel Yeshachal, right? It's Gemara Erevin, that's what we pass, and every person has the ear, plus 2,000 Amis. Comes along the Gemara Erevin and Zion, and gives us some more space. And the way it used to be was, in the time of Chazal, that outside the city limits, they used to send the animals out to graze. You go out to do their laundry very often, and other things are done right outside the city limits. And therefore, Chazal said, even outside the city limits, in the area that's used for usage of the city, that also gets a din of the ear. And that's, in term of Chazal, it's called a karfif. And Chazal said that every city has a karfif based on measuring this. They use the chacha of the Mishkan to decide the size, but every ear gets a karfif of 70 and 2/3 amas. Now, there's machlokes in the Gemara. If when you cheshbon 70 and 2/3 amnes, is that only? That's even if you have one city, or that's even if you have two cities. Sorry, the other way around. Is that even if you have one city, or is it only if you have two cities? Which means that when you have two cities, if the two karfifim, the 70 and 2/3 amnes of this city, and the 70 and 2/3 amnes of this city, if they meet, right, then now that will halacha make it one ear. So machloek is whether you say the same thing by one city, which means that if you have one city and you don't have another city within 141 amas, do you still have your ayin, or do you start counting from your city? But lakula alma, that if you have two cities within 141 and 1/3 amas away from each other, those two cities now become an halacha one city. So anytime you're going to find a hefsa of less than kuf mem aleph and a shlish amma between the two cities, that's going to become an halacha of one city.
What's a city?
So what's a city? So the Gemara in Erevin on the Nunhamed Beis, and it's Paskin Shin Shat Chesif Yud, that a city needs six houses. In order to have a city, you need six houses. It could be, the way the Lashon uses it, three batim with three chatzeris, or two batim in each chatzer. Basically, six houses, which means that if you find yourself a freestanding building somewhere along the highway, even if it's in 141 amis of the city, that's not going to be considered, that's not going to make a hekif, it's not going to make you into one city. In order to get a karfeit, you need an ear. For an ear, you need six houses. So if you have a break of 141 amas, like for instance, because you go over the Wallington Bridge, right, and you find right over there, you know, one building, let's say, right? Well, very often you find, right, by the Meadowlands, right, when you travel, there's very often there's hotels, places you're going to measure. You have one building, but one building is not enough. You need six batim. There's a shiloh, if you could go to apartment houses, if you go by apartments, but pastures, But what creates an ear? You need six batim that are within ayin amis of each other. Which means that the city, once it has more than a kafif away from each other, that's no longer creates a city. So here in Pesach, where you know, one house goes to the next house with, if you're lucky, you have a few feet in between, so you have no problem. The Shiloh came up in Muncie when they started building the new areas in Muncie, where houses were very far apart from each other. So when you have the house is fenced in, so then you go by the fences, because that becomes the rishus of the house. When they're not fenced in, it's a big shiloh. So they were makel in Muncie to say that as long as the lawns were mowed, you can count that as part of the house, even if it's not namish mukif mechitzis. This is a clue they relied on. If not, this community could have been built. Everyone has to consult their own rav about which sheets to go on when it comes to these types of things. But you need six batim. Now, if the city has an Eruv, now it makes it all one big Rishus HaYachid, you don't have to start counting until you pass the Eruv. So today in Muncie, where these new areas have Eruvin, they don't have the problem anymore. And a Shiloh is what happens if you don't use the Eruv for carrying, you could use it for Tchum. It's a Shiloh. But it all depends why you don't use it for Eruvin. It's a Shiloh. Yes? We'll get to it. Right? So that's what creates a city. So in order to have a city, you need six batim within ayin amis of each other, which in most of our now major cities is not a problem. We easily have a yarois, and then an ear to consider the end of the ear. It's not totally in welcome to Clifton and the welcome to signs you see as you go down Main Avenue, but you need a break of Kuf Mem Aleph Amma. If you have that break, now in Halacha it makes a separate city. No. One to the next. Meaning, like, if you have a row of six houses, the first to the last is not going to be Ayin Amis. But as long as you have, right, Ayin Amma, Ayin Amma, Ayin Amma, you're okay. Next, what's considered a Beis Dira? What's considered a house? So generally, we require, houses where you eat, you drink, and you sleep. With Maisa, there's a little bit of a cool on this, because the Gemara says you can't count the Beis HaKnesses. Because the Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to go to sleep in. You're not allowed to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara says you can't count the Beis HaKnesses. The Shaila is, what's the Beis HaMedrash? So The Gemara's Mashmi says you could count the Beis HaMedrash, right? And Taka, the Aruch Shulchan and Shin Tzad Ches, Paskins that as long as it's a place where it learns out from this Gemara by Beis HaMedrash, that as long as the place is a place where people eat, sleep, that has a din of a bias. Therefore, many Paiskim, right Paiskim, I think I didn't find some who are machmir, not too loud, but most Paiskim allow factories, workplaces, and other buildings that have restaurants in it to consider them a Beis Dira. Because you eat there, and definitely on the job, people during lunch break, they take a snooze. Maybe sometimes on the job, they take a snooze, right? And that therefore, while you're able to eat there and you're able to sleep there, that once a place, the building has a restaurant, or the building has something going on there, or a cafeteria, or even if it's a factory where there's a place where they can eat lunch, that also gets a din of a bias. And this is very, very relevant, because as you start measuring Kufman Malaf Amma, as you get out of many towns, especially here in North Jersey, you have many industrial zones. So if you can count the industrial zones, very often that would stop you from having a break of Kufman Malaf Amma. Whereas if you can't count these industrial zones, we'll see when we get to talking about the practicality of it could be a problem. Right price can count them. Yeah. Those places will allow factories, say you could assume that it's considered like a bias, as long as people work there. But also you have to know what happens when you have a lot of these abandoned buildings, which are long abandoned that no one goes into, you know, if you're still going to consider them a batim. Now most people say in a typical house, which is really talking meant for a bias, so that, you know, even if a guy moved out, that doesn't necessarily take it away from having to have a bias. But once in these factories, and you're lying that it's mokum, that even though it's not bad, it's a bias, but it's used as a bias, once it's always used as a bias, you have to know whether you're going to go with it. What's the shiur of Kuf Memalof Amo? So, as with everything in shiurim, some people are very machmir when it comes to building a mica to make 10 tfochim, you know, the largest shiur. When it comes to Tchum Shabbos, right, you have to know how you're going to use the shiurim. But Maisa, according to Ramosha, that an Am is 21 1/4 inches, so that's about 250 feet. According to Reb Chaim Noah, which very often people like to be semichon when the contractor tells them the mic is not going to look nice at that tall, so they rely on 18.9 inch for a mic. But if you do that, when it comes to Tchum Shabbos, you only have 222 feet, and there are places where Mamish makes a difference. And according to the Chazon Ish, it's 266 feet. There's a larger Amma, it's 266 feet. So basically, any time you can have a mafsik between ayaros, between batim, of, let's call the Ramesh just because it's an average size here, of approximately 250 feet, now in halacha you're going to have a second city. The first city's over, and now you have a second city. Right? So even though you have this civilization straight from the Lincoln Tunnel to here, but you have to go back with a map and figure out, are there any hafsekim, are there any breaks of 250 feet. And once we're on the numbers, I'll just give out just to understand what 2,000 amas is. 2,000 amas, according to Ramesh, would be about 3/5 of a mile. 3,542 feet. According to Chaim Noah, it's only 3,100 feet. And according to Chazon Ish, it's 3,700 feet. So either way, it's between 3/5 and 4/5 of a mile, right, is 2,000 amas. So once you have these breaks of Kuf Memalo of Amma, right, halachically speaking, you wouldn't be able to leave your ear basically about 4/5 of a mile past the end of your ear, which is not much. If you're going for a walk in Shabbos and a person doesn't realize they're leaving their ear, you're talking about less than a 15-minute walk, you know, for the average person, like 12 to 15 minutes a mile. By about 9-10 minutes, they could be chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. We'll talk about it, right? Highway, we'll talk about it. Let's wait.
All the way down.
Excellent. We're going to talk about all these things. That's what the whole thing's all about. Yeah, we'll talk about all these things. Okay? So, when it comes to looking at Passaic, New Jersey, so if you look at the map in front of you, and we're looking at a map, so if you start looking at it, I 40 days of easy computers. So I created a map that has to say, right? A map that has to say over here, And we have to figure out where you're going to have a kupra malapama break. You have the same thing in front of you and small. So I went to see what's with the Passaic River. And in order to do that, in order to figure out measurements, what do you have to do? So the Gemara tells us that they used in the olden days is they used to take a string. One person sends it, one past point. One person sends it the other point. And you figure out how long the string is. When you're dealing, try to go with a string across a highway or across a river, it's a little bit difficult, you know. So today what I did was, there's two basic ways to measure all these breaks. The easiest way is a measuring wheel. You go, and hopefully not too many cops stop you, more than on the underpasses with maps and the measuring wheel. And you walk with a measuring wheel and you figure out how many feet something is. And it didn't take very long to figure out that Kufma Malaf Amma is a very small amount. 250 feet, that your typical street in front of your house, on a side street is 50, 60 feet wide, right? And when you deal with Manhattan Avenue, is more than double that, right? And you count from bias to bias. It's not a very wide thing. I found that there's Kemat no such thing as a three-lane highway that's less than Kufma Malaf Amma. Kemat. We'll talk about it soon. It is shaykh in certain circumstances, but Kemat, no such thing as a three-lane highway. You have three lanes going in each way, and a typical median, and a shoulder. There's always, you know, some grass that comes down or upwards towards the houses, and it's lower higher. It's Kemat, no such thing as a three-lane highway. Just to give you a picture, you drive down River Road of Say, you drive under the 21, and on the left side is the stadium, and you drive under the 21, that's a typical break of 300 feet.
No.
Just like when you drive down River Road, you're staying in the Psaic. Right? You know the stadium's on your left side, you go under the 21, the Honda's on the right side, as people go up there. That is about a 300 feet break. That highway there, that underpass is about 300 feet long. On W, highway W. Right? But the break, there's no bias from here to there, minimally 300 feet. Right there, it's even wider as a hefzik because you have an exit ramp that comes up right before the Honda. Right, so before the Honda deal, let's say we would count the stadium and all the coolers. Right, that break there, you're talking about, is close to 350 feet. So Kufma Malaf Amma, we just said, is only about 250 feet. So with that measurement alone, I got to see right away that there's a lot of breaks of Kufma Malaf Amma. So you have to figure out where your ear ends. So. Now taking back at the map, what breaks we have potentially that have to be measured? Right. You have the river. And I'll tell you, I asked the guy in the tax office if he thinks I can find anywhere on the river that'd be less than Kufma Malaf Amma. And it's all 250. He goes, Rabbi, I'll tell you now, there's no way you're going to find a river is less than 250 feet wide. But I didn't rely on him. I'll tell you what I did say. Plus, I can't even rely on that guy. Plus, you have Route 21, you have the Garden State Parkway, you have Route 80. North Jersey is beautiful. All these highways take you to Manhattan, right? They all come up together, right? You have Route 21, you have Route 17, you have Route 46. So, you have all these highways. Now you have to figure out where your city is. So, before we figure this out, I'll show you one more thing quickly. Like where you have to have rivers and other highways that are not measurable, you know, every county office, every city office has what's called tax maps, which most cities have to scale. Everyone except Patterson. You can get tax maps to scale. When they redid their maps recently, they couldn't figure out why they needed to scale. So they save money. Right? And then you sit there with an architect's ruler and you figure out how wide the things are. Now just looking at over here, the Route 80 meets Route 17, and Route 80 by itself. See how wide it is compared to, you know, to the typical size of a lot of a house? Right? On Route 80, there's no such thing as having less than Kufma Malaf Amma anywhere. The Garden State Parkway, Baruch Hashem, North Jersey, was built before the Garden State Parkway. There's one spot, and I believe it's on the whole 175 miles of the Garden State Parkway, that you'll find is less than Kufma Malaf Amma. We're not used to driving in that part of the parkway anymore because people go to Muncie and they go through the north end and they go to Lakewood, they go from the south the other way. But in between, where it crosses through Clifton, right near Main Avenue, right near Corrado's, I dug up the tax map and I said, hey, it gets very, very close. So
place can say when you deal with very close, you should, what's it called, you got to go out there. I measured it myself. It was only 190 feet. There's mamish, the backyard fences literally go up to the parkway on both sides. I guess by eminent domain, they opted not to, you know, buy too many houses there, you know. And they have this right over here. There's a one spot. You're talking about it's the width of one, two, three, of four houses on each side. It was only 190 feet.
What?
Well, if you want to drive it and see it, there's an overpass where you can literally walk. And you go in between, it's probably at about 155. It's right by Main Avenue. So I would park across the Main Avenue. So if you're going by car, if you go up Main Avenue, you make the first left after you go under the parkway, that street, you go up that block, the next corner or second corner on the left side, you'll see there's an overpass. It's right before Main Avenue. It has, it's literally a walkway. That's, you know, that wide. Because I'm assuming, if you imagine what goes on today by these zoning hearing meetings and planning board meetings, you want to build a park, he's probably screaming, he's splitting our city in half. So they built a walkway. I mean, it's an old, old walkway. It's really narrow. But it goes from one block over to the next block to keep, you know, Clifton in that area as one city. It's the only spot on the parkway. What's the mile of finding this one spot on the parkway? We'll see soon when we get to Keshes that once you can create a funny-shaped city, you can now make things into one city. So let's see what Halacha tells us about how to create shapes of cities. Before we do that, let me go through, let's talk about this. One thing important to remember is that just because I can go to your house and you live in the next town doesn't mean you can come to my house. Which is a very pretty big misconception. Especially if people go to bungalow colonies. I know that they figured out they can walk to us and we can walk to them. It's not always true. So let's look over here. The big city over here, let's say you live in this big city. You start counting 2,000 amos at the end of your city, right? You can walk 2,000 amos, will get you to the end of the other person's city. But if a person lives in a smaller town next to it, right? The person lives in a smaller town, starts counting 2,000 amos at the end of his town, where does 2,000 amos bring him? Only to the middle of a town. And wherever 2,000 amos ends, that's where you have to stop walking. And we'll see soon, as a big machlokes, but according to some shittas, how you have to draw the map should say 2,000 amos chum took you to the parking lot at Hackensack Hospital. And as you know, there's a parking lot and the buildings behind it. And you're coming from this end, and what's the name of the street? You go down
Essex.
I think it's Essex. Come down Essex, right? You make a left to go to the hospital. So first the parking lot building. 2,000 amos, now you're on a tax map, and measuring came to a little parking lot. So if when you see this, many sheets don't go there, but according to one way of drawing the maps, it got you into parking lot, not in the hospital. Right? So, right, because this town, when you have to measure Alpine from your town, it doesn't matter where it ends. If it ends in another city, you don't have that whole second city. When we say the whole area is Daladamis, that's where you start counting from. It's not where you finish counting from. So that's important to remember. Now, if you have a city that's shaped round, I used, you know, to say, now obviously we're talking about this, if it wasn't the river here, as if this was an entire halachic city, so the halacha tells us, we learn out from Ari Halavim, and Bamidu Peretamadei, it says that Pas, use the word Peristah, that they always had corners, that a city in Halacha has corners. And therefore, Chazal tell us that you could put four corners around your city to figure out your Tchum. And you only have to start counting 2,000 Amis from your black lines. Once you square off your city, that's where you start counting Alpayim Amis from. That's if you have a round city. What happens if you have a city that's shaped like a gam, like an L? So the machleik is reshining. The Ritva and the Chazanish seems to pass like the Ritva. You can square off the corner of the city and start counting Alpayim from your squared corner. But there's one condition. It has to be that there's less than 4,000 amos on the angle. So if there's more than 4,000 amos on the angle, then you can't square it off. Yes. Is machlokes yishayin? The Rashba holds that you square it this way. If you have less than 4,000 amos between the two points, you square it this way. Now the Chazanish seems to pass like the Ritva, but you make it into a square, not into what they call an alachsa, an angle of squaring it off like this. But this is a machlokes yishayin. Now where is it very relevant? The shape of a gam. So if you look at your maps and you look at Fort Lee on your map, you see how the Department of Transportation built Route 80? It comes up and makes Fort Lee have a gam. Where's Fort Lee? Right over here. for Li has a gan. But there's another city, a very famous city that has a gan, which is Manhattan. If you look at Manhattan, it's wide on the bottom, but you see how it curves in this way? So here you have a gan. Manhattan has a gan. And it makes a very good chiluk when you're figuring out the ribu of Manhattan. Because you definitely don't have, it's definitely more than 4,000 amas from that tip to the length of the red line, which would be your angle of your gan. I figured this out yesterday. We were having something else, the guy in Manhattan. I said, 1 second, we could use this for an example for a gan. There's a gan here. And there's definitely, you take out a map, there's definitely a lot more than 4,000 amas, which is about 1 1/3 miles from the tip of Manhattan down to where it gets narrower.
What does a gam mean
again? A gam is an L shape. Rashi says the word gam comes from, in those days, that their language was an L shaped letter. What? I don't know Latin. I'm not familiar.
Gamma.
And it's a Greek letter that's shaped like an L?
I don't know. Alphabet's a gamma. If you take like a gimel.
This is shaped like an L. I mean, so the L is, you see how Manhattan gets all the way narrow on the top as it goes up here? Right over there, you can't see it. It's very hard to see. It's a small river. That's where Manhattan ends.
Okay.
Right? So here you have like this, and then it comes down like this. So that's a gun.
Can you point to 4 Lee?
4 Lee's right over here.
I know, but where the gun here?
Well, the gun is over here. Right over 4 Lee, the gun is over here. See how, because the right here, the highway goes up like this? So that gives you a gam over here. And it gives you, you'll see soon, a keshes for the city above it. So, whenever you have a gam, you have to make two separate boxes. Each part of the gam, when there's more than 4,000 amas from here to here, you have to make two separate boxes. And something else, make a ribua, a square of the whole Manhattan. Instead, what do you have to do? You have to make the bottom half one ribua, and the top half another ribua. Now, there's a sugya people are saying about is that Mar talks about making, and the halachos are making ribua ha'olam. Very often, like when you have a circle like we saw before, when you make a ribua, which way should you make the ribua? Put the ribua many different ways. I could have made the square this way, and gone very far out. So the Chazanish Paskins, and this is how Murray Paskin Paskin, that when you have a basic shape of a city, has a basic shape, but one, at least one side of the city, a basic straight, you have to use that basic straight. He says, when we're talking about using Rebu Island, he says, that's what we're talking about when you have a circle. He says, when you have the Gamim and Blitis, where things come in and out a little bit, but you have a basic shape, you have to go with that. Therefore, Rav Pais can hold that you can't square off Manhattan. If you have to square off Manhattan the other way, you'd have it straight, you know, straight into Fort Lee and all around. Most places where you can't do that, because the mice are going going up the east side, and up the west side, you have a basic shape of a city. Alright? So therefore, but what you have is, because it's a gam, because this top box is narrower, see, if you didn't have this 4,000 amas problem, you'd be able to take the wider box in the bottom and make that the width of your ribua all the way up. And because there's 4,000 amas over here, you have to make that top box a separate box, and it has to be made smaller. Yes?
So it's still one city.
Two boxes are one city, but when you're figuring out the ribua of where you have to count alpayim from, so now you have to go with a narrower, when you're starting, like, meaning if a person wanted to walk here downwards, he'd have to start from further in than if he was counting from over here. So that's a gam, yes.
Is this the heter of the why Williamsburg people
walk
to Manhattan?
The big machlok is why Williamsburg people were able to walk to Manhattan. The big machlok is by today's place, and what was the heter they relied on? Some say it was on Ribua, and they used it as a riot to overlap the Ribuas, which we'll talk about soon. And some say there was a guardhouse. It was, if you remember, the old Williamsburg Bridge before they rebuilt it, there's a very large building, like large guardhouse. There was more than a dollar attached to the bridge, on top of the bridge. And anytime you have a gesher, a bridge, that has on it a pibayi, has a bias on it, beyond the whole gesher, turns everything into one city. Even if nobody's in there? Even if nobody's in there, at that time. Like I said, just like if you have a house and no one's in there right now.
So why don't you say the same thing by the time factory?
What?
Why don't you say the same?
Well, because if it's abandoned and they're not using it anymore, it's one thing. If the factory's closed on Shabbos, of course you can use that factory. Mm-hmm. No matter, once it's totally abandoned, that's something else. But these guardhouses were used from time to time. I mean, even till they, as long as they had them, they used to use them. If a guy jumped down, they would go up there. You know what I'm saying? It became command headquarters and stuff like that.
Now, what was it? Why didn't it
Because if we were able to take this box and go the bottom box and go all the way up, you'd have a much wider place on top to begin counting. The guy's over here and he wants to move 2,000 amas this way. If his end line ended here, it would give him an extra mile or two before he had to start counting his 2,000 amas. But because you have to make a narrower box, right, and the same thing, if the guy was heading this way over the George Washington Bridge, right, he doesn't get to start counting 2,000 amas from the middle of the bridge, he has to start counting 2,000 amas from the ground. That would be the George Washington Bridge is about 5,280 feet from bias to bias across the bridge, which is more than 2,000 amas. But no, yeah, Mix Manhattan is still one city. There's no shout about that. But when you're counting your ribua, you have to look at it separately. Now, the halacha does, if you have a city that's shaped like a keshes, which on your map you have cities that are shaped like that. So as long as it's less than 4,000 amas along the bottom, one second, clearly, yeah, but not halacha. Because say the Clifton doesn't have a break. You know what I'm saying? So yes, Clifton is a keshes by municipality lines. Okay, so as long as you have less than 4,000 amas here, Allah tells us this all becomes one big city. And this whole center all becomes one city. So Ramah tells us that as long as there's less than 2,000 amas from the top over here going downwards, it doesn't matter if there's more than 4,000 amas. So if there was less than 2,000 amas all the way down, the whole thing wouldn't matter how wide it was. But if there's more than 2,000 amas down, which in most today big cities that are keshes have more than 2,000 amas down, because 2,000 amas, like we said, is 3/5 of a mile only. So then you have to start counting past the 2,000 amma point coming down. You'd have to start counting 4,000 amas across. But besides that, you still get your corners in the back. Which means that if you're heading out in the other direction, since that's rounded, you get to start counting your 2,000 amas in the back end of the city as if it was a round city, and you make corners. Yes?
We had a question. The middle section, does it matter if it's fields or water?
It means bottom.
No, the middle section
is
here.
Here, right. It's, we look at it as if there's bottom there. If there's level without, we look at this bottom. It doesn't matter. No. Yeah, of course you can walk around. You can walk around the caches and start counting 2,000 amas from that end. But you can't walk through the middle as long as 4,000 amas. And you'll see, for getting from Lincoln Tunnel to here, it's very negative. Okay. Now comes along the Machzav Avraham 120 years ago with a child they had in Sigit, which is what happens if you have three different cities. But when you take the ribua of the center city, it gets you into the next city. Alright, let's say these were three different cities. I know the maps look the same. But let's say there were three different cities. And I made my ribua on the center city, and it got me into the other city. So the Machzav Avraham was Mechadish about 120, 125 years ago.
What's the
Shalom? Where do you start counting 2,000 amas from? You start counting your 2,000 amas from here. We'll see in a second, right? Can you go like this and count your 2,000 amas from outside the outer cities? Right? Or do you still count 2,000 amas from your own city? The fact that your ribua took you into another city, does that make that city not part of your city?
Depends
where you're going. We'll talk about soon how to make it work. I'm just saying, but let's say you wanted to walk 2,000 amas past this city, whichever direction. But you live in this city. Is this city now part of your city or not? Do you say that when Chazal said Ribua Ir is where your city limits become, does that mean that now, that all the way that not just halakhically becomes the city limits, but that it's really one city, that you can start counting 2,000 amas from the end of those cities? And the Machzav Avraham, 120 years ago, it was a Chuvin Negei to Sigit, and knocked down a bridge, and the people wanted to walk, and he wrote that this halakha becomes one city. Most Achronim, since then, most Paiskim have gone along with him. There are a few places in Aliyah Mizrahi who are not masking. So this is where every person has to consult the local Orthodox rabbi as to what you're going to pass. But also you have to remember, when you do this, how do you make your ribua? Do you do it like this? Or do you do it like this? If you do it like this, you lose your earlier corners. And the question is, which way would you be your north and south of your ribua island? And the Navi Yehuda says very, very stark, me and you might use different echsherim for food, but we can't use a different ribua for our tchumim. That everybody, there has to be one tchum Shabbos for a whole ear. This is an ear, where is the tchumim? And the Navi Yehuda says it can't be that, you know, if it works out this Shabbos that I make the ribua this way, I'll go this way, the next Shabbos go the other way, or I go this way, my friend will go the other way. And the Navi Yehuda says very clear that a city that Avonim have to figure out which way is where the ribua is, and you have to show that that's the ribua. So that's an important point to know.
I'm sorry. Is there something about a ribua that looks like,
That's a square.
It's square. I'm sorry, does it have to be 90 degrees? Like, when you're making things, does it have to be...
Oh, so that's... So generally, go Batsa Ribuah Ha'olam, which is based on north, south, east, and west. Except, we said, the Chazon Ish says, if there is some shape or form, you would go with an arrow. And some would say that this has a shape or form. Because once you take these three cities, you have more of a shape like that than the way we showed before, where you're just making this big box of things that have no shaykh to the city. So some would say that this has more of a shape now, and you go like this.
Which is why in Manhattan we can have that.
Well, Manhattan has less of a problem than this, because okay. These are three rounds I showed you.
Right.
Manhattan really has too long. I was sitting down to draw Manhattan, right? Without a map, you take two straight lines and just make it come down to the bottom, around to the bottom, around to the top, right? But it's basically two straight lines up.
This chain, make a chain reaction, like from one city?
Oh, yeah, well, because let's say this, making this review got me into another city.
Right.
Or into another city. Yeah, the Matzah Brahma is saying, this is how people say, that will give you a chain reaction that you can grow a lot of cities.
Wouldn't that
take care of it? Oh, excellent. Now what happens is, now we look at North Jersey, and we come back to Dr. Zemel's line, is that the civilization built up over. Once you can build Ribuah Ha'iris, if you rely on this Heter, let's say if you didn't rely on this Heter, then Pseik, because Pseik has, if you look over here, if you know downtown, Pseik has a Keshes right over here. Now there's more than 4,000 Amos across the Keshes, but you have built up houses, a lot less than 2,000 Amos across the brick. And therefore many places can hold, and even if you don't want to rely on overlapping Ribuahs, the two Keshosim now can become one city. And therefore, our first break going towards Hackensack was Route 80. So not going with overlapping Ribuahs for a second, not going with that whole thing we just showed, those people who call it Machmir, those are Machmir, you can't use it, you'd have to start counting your 2,000 Amis and Pseik from Route 80.
What about the river?
Right, because you don't have a problem with it, because you have two caches over here, Pseik and Wellington, where they go into each other. And that solved the problem of that, because it's less than 2,000 ounces from house to house across in the caches. And that made that little figure place can, even if you don't go to overlap your ruas into one city, the others will mock me even lighter from that you could have to go to the river.
The kesha can cross the river. And then the kesha
The others, I mean, if you want to be very mock me, the others will tell you that not to even rely on that. But that already, most rely on, not to rely on that, like a chumra on top of chumra. But you get you to the 80. Alpayim Amma from the 80 gets you, like I said, to the parking lot of Hackensack Hospital. Now let's say you wanted to be machmir like this, and you went to the hospital on Shabbos. That's all it took. So your family member at Moritz at the hospital on Shabbos, and the rest of the family want to walk off. Well, might as well be machmir. So the machaber throws in a monkey wrench, which in Tavzayim, he says that if you went somewhere brishus on Shabbos, usually if you go shalei brishus, you have your dalad amos and zehu, you can't work further. Right, we know if you're chayzer l'tchum, or let's say you went somewhere in Shabbos and you didn't realize you had a tchum, and you came back and someone tells you left your tchum, as long as you're back to your original tchum, you have your original walking place. Right? But if you went somewhere berushos, the mechaber says, you have 2,000 amos from that place. You become that city's tchum. Now from that city, now, and to top it off, he says, but if when you're walking in the tchum of that city where you went, and you ended up in the tchum of your original city, you can go all the way back home. How does that help us? Let's say you went to Hackensack Hospital, which you said is more than 2,000 amos from the 80, but if you walked to the end of the Hackensack city, you're back by the 80. Now you're less than 2,000 amos, now you're back in our original chum, Kula Amma. And therefore you'd be able to walk back home. So even if you're Machmir, if you went on Shabbos to almost any of the hospitals, because the 80 is the break, and most of the hospitals we're talking about anymore, Valley and Hackensack and Holy Name, you're all on the other side of the 80. But because of the 80 is the mafsik, right, you can get back in. Once you get over to Holy Name, you have to know which overlapping river is. It's a separate river. But definitely with Hackensack, you'd be able to come back home without a problem.
The 80's a break, so how does that work? You're going from Hackensack, right?
Come to Hackensack, but wait, you
where does this end?
Okay,
end by the 80.
I'm sorry, Alex Kum would end by the 80. So you can walk 2,000 on this further up, which is, let's say, over here, right?
Okay.
But when you're in Hackensack, you can come all the way down to the 80.
Okay.
The guy lives in Hackensack, right? But since the Mechaber says you work for Shus, you claim the tchum of that city, you can come all the way back down to the 80. Now, the break of Route 80 is 400 or 500, 600 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's not 2,000 amas.
Right.
So it's within our tchum.
Within the tchum tek and sek.
Within the tchum sek. Meaning the other side of the 80, you're still the tchum of sek for up to 2,000 amas.
Mm-hmm.
So Hackensack's tchum overlaps our tchum with chulam. And therefore, if you're in Hackensack, you can come back home. Because the Machaber says that once, if you're in that tchum, gets you back into your original tchum, if you went for a shus, you can come home. Well, you're not. Well, you're only Kohen Shvisa when Shabbos begins, and you have no plans of going to Hackensack, so you're Kohen Shvisa at home. Because Al said, "Bibalt, you went for a shus. Anytime you go for a shus, that Chazal said that you can then have the tchum of that area because you went for a shus. The Chazal will misaken.
Not because of Shvisa.
Right. Chazal made a takana of Dalad Amos. You shouldn't walk more than Dalad Amos, right? Even if you're in another ear, right? Once you left your tchum, it was a takana. So the Mechaber Paskins, I mean, it's based on Rishon. This is not Yud Beis Mil. It's not talking about Yud Beis Mil. Once you're more than Yud Beis Mil, if you want Yud Beis Mil, you're rarely going to get back into your original tchum of 2,000 amas. But what 2,000 amas, let's see.
What do you mean by that?
What? Rishus means that any time was much as a go. Right? Meaning you have to accompany a patient, just like you allowed. It wasn't until Shabbos for you to go, right? Like if someone and his wife has to have a giving birth, you're allowed to go with you, right? You're allowed to go with your wife. Anytime in halacha was permitted for you to go there. Right? The example the Chaber gives is a midwife who goes to help someone give birth. Right? Or people go for it, right? So that's that. So now what happens? What?
That would say you guys know we have a derisa and you can do this in coolest. Would you ever have such a thing?
I'd be very sure if you come up with a case where you I don't think so. I mean, I don't want to say no. I have to sit down and figure it out today. So now, let's look at this. Working with the Vatzim Shabbos, we came out like this. To figure out the reward of Pesach is very, very difficult. Because even though on one end, we can figure out the Kufim Aleph break of the river, or the 80, but on the other end, and going south, the way it goes on with the 3, with the keep on building up, was very difficult to figure out the reward of Pesach. Because it goes very far south. And in order to figure out, you have to know what your chassim and your garams before you can figure out Rebuah. So you really have to have the city limits first. So instead what we did was we took the center city, Saddlebrook, Garfield, Lodi, Kallstadt, that was very easy to figure out the Kufna Malaf on the breaks. Because you have the 80, over here you have Route 17, and even though one or two spots there are stores on both sides, but if you went behind the stores, there were huge breaks because you have the Meadowlands complex begins there, and you have huge breaks. You have the river on one side, and on this side, over here on the 3, there's service roads that run along it, and therefore there's no Kufa Malaham. You know what I'm talking about? As you hit Lindhurst, on the right side and the left side, you know, there's a service road that runs along Route 3. So what we did was we figured out that this is an air. This is a halachic city. Now, if this is a halachic city, you can make a ribua of this city. And therefore, we went like this. This is how they wanted to go. And this got you into Passaic and into the city of Hackensack Maywood, which is an halacha one city. And therefore, they said, you should be able to go from Passaic to Hackensack, relying on the heter of overlapping rebuas without a problem. So I'm going to Rav Paishkin that go with overlapping rebuas. Now, this is what they sent me. This is the Vatzim Shah's big crowd in Muncie. They do the whole mountain, do the whole world colonies. And this was a tshuva they sent me after we finished working on the maps. L'maisa, I was looking at this, and based on the chazanish, I'm not happy with the way they did the ribua. I want to send it to them. I think the ribua should be done like this. Because on this side, you have basically a straight line. And we said, according to the chazanish, every time you have a straight line, you get a ribua. So this gets even more of Pesach into the actual ear, and gets more of Hackensack into the ear, but you lose out the metal lines. It's the big nafkamin in halach. Okay? So now we figured out you can get from Pesach to Hackensack, relying on overlapping ribuas like that into one city. What? Because this ribua is going into this city, and this ribua on this corner is going to this city.
The ribua of Pesach will not get you into
Hackensack Gossip. The ribua of Pesach will for sure not get you into Hackensack Gossip. If you took
this ribua right here.
Of course it will.
Because it gets to the
hospital,
but you have to get overlapping
ribuah. What? It doesn't matter, because what he was saying is that once you have, well, it is an overlapping, meaning the ribuah, the shaila is, if the ribuah goes into another city, does that city now become an halacha in your city? Right? So now, if this is your city, you don't have to worry anymore about 2,000 amas from your borders.
I understand, but the square that you have on there includes the hospital, or the hospital is just that?
I don't know. I have to check. I made this way yesterday.
You get 2,000 amas past this, right?
What?
You get 2,000 amas past this.
You get all the passes out.
Yeah.
You get all the passes out.
Right. Right.
It goes into the
Ribul
of Hackensack.
It goes into the area.
Square of Hackensack.
We're not squaring off Hackensack. We're squaring off this city.
So there's only one square. That's the
other
square.
What? No. Well, one square is entering another city. If that makes it your city, then you don't have to worry about we're in Hackensack, we're in Teaneck, we're in Englewood, you want to walk to it.
Didn't you say that it does?
What do you mean?
Because you had originally put a diagram where person A could go into this city, but person B can't go into his city.
What? But this is saying that in that original diagram, those were square cities. Right? There was no Ribuas going over into the other city. Right? In that original diagram, each city was a square city. There was no Ribua to be made to get you into a further city. The Tchum ended in another city. Here we're saying the Ribua of the original ear is going into another city, and that will get you in there.
So it's like a walk to Maywood.
According to this, you can work. Relying on overlapping Ribuas or not?
Relying on this, you rely on it, that you keep
out of that. Yeah. Because what that tells is that this is the same city as this. In which case, that city will continue all the way to Matakor, really not all the way up, very far up. There's a big reservoir up there that could be a cutoff point.
So I can understand that the center city, which this was all based on, could do all this walking. But if my real residence is say,
it's not Samachoyas. That's what I'm saying, that's Samachoyas. According to the Mach Zavram, which, like I said, very place can go with, not everybody, right? You don't have to worry about your city. Like that.
Take advantage of it.
But you could take, once you have overlapping Ribuas, meaning that the Ribua overlaps into the next city, you can take advantage of that. Some say no. You have to figure out where your Kufna Mahal breaks are, and you can only make a Ribua of your city. And if not, it would have a din similar to the original picture we showed, where one city can walk to another, we're in a Chnami. These people would be able to walk to us, but we wouldn't be able to walk to them.
Now, can't you make smaller cities in the Meadowlands and it was like.
Well, the Meadowlands is a big.
A little bit into the big one and then chain up.
You have in north to have a city, you have to have six batna with the nine armas of each other. Right. So you have to do that. And you have to. Okay, the problem with the Meadowlands. Okay, so that takes care of that. Now let's talk about the Lincoln Tunnel. People get stuck before showers by the Lincoln Tunnel. Okay? The problem is that. The Lincoln Tunnel, when you come out of Lincoln Tunnel, so it's all built up in the beginning, as you see on your maps. You don't see all the way to Pseg on this, but if you look on your maps, it's built up in the beginning. And then you have the big empty break where you see the New Jersey Turnpike runs through. That's the whole Meadowlands area. We have the river and everything. So even though technically on your map, with overlapping Ribuas, you might be able to make a huge keshis over here. If you look at your thing, you have a huge upside down U shapes of houses, but in the middle you have a big empty, which is more than 4,000, way more than 4,000 amas. You have a huge empty area in the center. Okay, going back to this map, you can see it over here with the Meadowlands over here. You have a huge empty area in the center, and that has created a problem. And as the Xanadu Mall goes bankrupt and ice bankrupt and re-bankrupt and they redevelop it. By the time they figure out finishing what they're doing, we may be able to have between the Meadowlands building and the Xanadu and the Primex building, some other things that we might have another ear that's within 4,000 amis of where the last complex in Secaucus ends. But until that's all done, Rabbi Paiskim holds, almost everybody holds, he cannot rely on just walking straight through and straight across. That would be having left your tchum, but had you done so by mistake, that might be, and most likely would be, that you were chayzel tchum. And if someone was unable to get off a bus and stayed on a bus, that because with ribuas, relying on the kula of the overlapping ribuas, can get themselves up and around in a U shape, all the way up, going up north to Fort Lee, and coming around Hackensack, Teaneck, that whole area coming down to Passaic, this way that you're ready up to Hackensack for the big old way to Fort Lee, which if you work your way down, will get you to Edgewater, to Cliffside Park, to Fairview, to Gold Burden. Once you start that, right? So it could be you could be Chayzel of Kumway, but the mice is to run, to go across on Route 3, you have to walk inside the highway and walk across, that is big empty areas, which are more than 4,000 hearts. That's a problem. I'll finish off with one thing. Once we're going from Manhattan to New Jersey and Chavez.
Well, two follow-up questions.
Yes.
Can you tell us the mice that have on Kennedy Boulevard? Can you tell that around?
If you wanted to walk up and around on Chavez, Chavez would be over by the time you get home. If it's a 10-mile walk straight across, you're adding yourself another 40, 50 miles. I don't know, but you got to go off and all the streets. I mean, you have to really figure that one out. I know, but you have to remember, when you're coming around, it's much shorter. Take a map. If you look over here, when you're coming around over here, it's much shorter to come here. When you go around, it's unless you... Because you can't walk through all these areas. So you end up going on a huge U shape. It's not just like walking up, meaning you're not walking up, across, and down, and the only extra is the up and down. You got to go on a huge circle U. You can be, you know, a long walk. Now, somebody did once walk from Manhattan, from the west side of Manhattan, walked across the GW, and came down. It was, I don't know, it was a lot of 12 hour walk. Someone did do it. Now, Charles, that Mutter Ross, I want to finish with that. So, this is a huge, huge machlokes as a paiskin. Now, some paiskin, there's a halacha that says, we spoke about it, if you have a bridge, and you have a Pesach, there's a bias at the beginning of the bridge, it makes it one city. Halacha says the same thing for a ma'ar. If you have a cave, in those days, cold storage, and to hide things from enemies, they used to build these huge underground caves, that's where they store things. Halacha is that if you have a bias, and the entrance to the cave, then that entire cave becomes part of the ear. So if you dug further out of the cave to make this cave and knew it was, you can then figure out the city limits based on the ends of these caves. So now we have a lot of caves. Some place can want to say, I don't pass them like this. If you listen, I tell them not to. If you say them like this, some people tell me not to, and others tell me not to. But there are those who want to say, I think Kintana is a beautiful cave. Holland Tunnel is a beautiful cave. The path train lines are a beautiful cave. Okay? And therefore, if you could find the cave, the bias at the opening to it, you should say that New York and New Jersey won't see. So they went to the Holland Tunnel first, but you can't count on a boarding for this, you need a real bias, which is $1. And none of the guardhouses attached to the tunnel with $1. $1 is pretty big. At least 6 or 7 feet by 6, you know, it's close to 50 square feet. You need. These little guardhouses they have, but that could be the Borgenin, but it's not good enough for a bias. You need mamish a bias. So they went weiter to the Lincoln Tunnel. Again, they found Borgenin, but no bias. But then we went past train lines, coming to train stations. In Manhattan, you have the 33rd Street station that has the Manhattan Mall with huge restaurants built on top of it. All part of the building that enters down into the pathways. And for those who are those who are not making, don't use factories and don't use restaurants, but for those who rely on restaurants and factories, so now you have the Manhattan Mall, it's this big beautiful building, the Pesach of this cave of the Ma'ara that goes across, and the Tavro being on the Jersey side. In Hoboken, there's a whole bar and restaurant part of the building that has the train that you go down to the train. You have on both sides even. You have this bias of Pia Ma'ara. Yeah, and then if you do that, now you have a keshes. Because if we could say that the city, let's say over here, and over here where the path, where the path goes along, right? Now you have a keshes. Now even though we said the George Washington Bridge is 5,200 and some odd feet, of course, it's less than 4,000 miles. It's more than 2,000 miles, less than 4,000 miles. And the rule of keshes, we said, as long as you have less than 4,000 miles across, you can go on Shabbos. And that will count the other side as your city. So based on that, are those, now, everyone has to consult their own local Orthodox rabbi, but you can stretch the imagination to when Chazal said, a ma'ara, a cave that was used for a house, right? If such a ma'ara could now be used to say that a train, thoroughfare for the train should be considered a ma'ara, and to make New York and New Jersey all one city. They said, with Ribua, it didn't work, because we said, the boxes have to go up on an angle that way, and maybe counting it as a ma'ara, you should be able to cut across. Okay, any questions?
So Lamais Halos is going to Hackensack Hospital. What's the Lamais
Halos? Roy Feiskim told you could rely on overlap on the who overlapping and creating one city. And the, after every person should consult their own rabbi. The Alma Chmir, I mean, there are very well respected Feiskim who do not allow it.
What about going to St. Joseph and Patterson?
Say that's a sure bit, because the only thing you're crossing over is the Garden State Parkway. And we said the one spot when we found the Garden State Parkway. See, you can't cross anywhere you want now. You can't go to Lakewood and say you can cross the Garden State Parkway and Shabbos. Because you have to find where your north and south cuts on the parkway would end that. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you have a wide highway going in the other direction from east to west, right, it's going to cut, it's, right, even though the parkway goes north to south. But in our area, we found the one spot where the parkway is less than Kufra Mahal Alma, and therefore Patterson is definitely Lakula Alma. Doesn't matter how you go. Doesn't matter how you go. You don't have to walk over that walkway that's on 90 feet. You can go right on the main avenue. Because once you have the caches, as long as you don't have a 4,000 on the break, that's all you can
and
go through.
However
he went, when you have a sakana that's put to the driving Shabbos, you don't have to worry about how he goes.
Right.
So even if he left his tchum, because he did something by going through a forest area on a highway that, you know, there's a whole national park there, if you hold that, that's a problem. What's it called? There's a, with a G. There's a huge park over there, right off the 46 by Patterson. So even if he did something like that, because it's zichu one tchum from us to St. Joseph's without a problem. That's a cool amma. That is no suffix. Yes. If anybody wants this, my other svarim and the video from the last presentation I gave are available for sale on the table on the way out. You can keep it if you want.
The person is doing this about this train station.
That's a very big problem because you're in the middle of nowhere. You don't have a bias. You don't have an ear. It could be your mamish train and your dalet am is there. So if that happens, because there's no, you don't have six bottles to create an ear there, you can get you anywhere. And you should cool your own rod about the mice if it's a month. Because Sakon, if you stay there for Shabbos, is on that terrium, just like everything else you're allowed to do for Sakon on Shabbos. So you should consult a, you should have a cell phone, and you should have your own cell phone number if you travel like that. Almost any time there's a problem at the 495 viaduct on the Adelingen Tunnel or anything else, usually I know about an hour before Shabbos because the calls start ringing. Some for people, some for Rabbonim, but you know, depends where you stop. You know, so. You have to know. You have to call your Rav and ask him what to do. What? $2,000 plus $2,000. That's it. That's all it. That's it. We ain't getting it. It's middle Secaucus there. There's nothing there. They built a train station in the middle of nowhere.
I don't follow. Why can't you say there's a Jordan bus in the you can want to leave a on a bus. It's a bus in the why can't you say there's
a call your own. I'm not going into that. This is a big machlokes. That's not a problem. It's not a whether you consider a bus. I'm sorry that it can say that it keeps everything as one tchum.
Why not?
Yeah. Number one, you have to know what Lamayel Masar, what that's talking about. Is that after something that's stationary? Is that anything? You got a bus that's driving. Are you Lamayel Masar? How? According to which sheet is? Are you Lamayel Masar? There's a big machlokes. There's a big famous Masar with the Lakewood bus. In the winter, 3-4 years ago, very chash Rav in Lakewood said they should send out a Gaisha driver and bring the Eilim in. We came on Shabbos, and there's a big machlokes afterwards, and you could probably write a full sefer on all the, if you put everyone's, you know, shittas, it's a big shayla with the Eilim, 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 Eilim. Central Park was a shayla dealt with 50 years ago. And you know, on the generally not built up in the park, and there's different reasons. Yeah, but there are those over the years who did not walk through the park on Shabbos. Believe it or not. Yeah, yeah. Even the width could be more than 4,000. I'm not sure about the width, but the length is short. But there's different areas that are less than 2,000 amos away from city ends. So different parts of the park is different which they go through. Like I said, the entire park, you have to know.
If you're on the train before Shabbos starts,
call your Rav. I'm just telling you the tchum of saying. These are all very good shilas that every Rav has, you know. Like I said, whatever you know, there's a lot of shit that's new that you have to put in.